This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is our weekly edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this hour. Ken is a cardiologist. His shingle is outside a clinic in Mondura, Florida called Lake Cardiology. And he is here at your service and on your side to help you understand what's gone on this past week in terms of the vital information that comes from most of the big medical journals. Ken reads, does a little research himself on these things, and explains what the findings mean to you. How can we be of service? We're here for that. Help yourself. Questions for Dr. Ken also can be dialed in at 855-999-3684. So if you are hankering to get Dr. Ken's advice on something and you want a quick answer to a fairly quick question, help yourself, 855-999-3684. If you have a more personal interest and something that's more complicated and you want Ken's read on that, you can call the office and schedule a time to visit with him. 352-735-1400 is the number into Lake Cardiology for an appointment with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So, we have a couple of items here that have to do with how well we sleep. The first one is a focus. We've had a number of things because it's such a problem now. I guess that's why there's attention given to it, Ken. Problem of depression. All ages, sexes, don't make any difference. There is a real problem. And all you have to do, from my perspective, doing conversation radio for however many years since the 1970s, I can understand I get depressed. Just talking about some of the things that are going on and the way people react to it. And I've found this in my business life. Sometimes I don't sleep as well because I'm thinking about something and you go to bed. So what's the research showing? What is the latest impactful information on sleep and what happens to people who don't get enough?
Sure. Let's talk about it, Doug. Nice to be with you. And I hear probably once a day from a patient just lamenting. They just can't get enough sleep, and they just let it go, and they don't think it's a priority, and they just think that that's the way life is. Mm-hmm. And they've come to accept it and let it go. And I would urge people not to accept an inability to get enough sleep, because it can affect your health from head to toe. And if you want to be at optimal health, you have to get the sleep element in good shape. And this is underscored in metallic letters this week when we learned that from the Translational Psychiatry Medical Journal, Doug, that getting less than 5 hours of sleep a night can raise the risk of developing depressive symptoms. Mm-hmm. And too many people are wandering around with depression. They don't know why they've got it. Step one, look at your sleep, look at your diet, look at your exercise, your activity. But here, highlighted this week, how important sleep is. If you're sleeping less than 5 hours, it's going to lead to depression.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Another thing that affects your sleep, according to something the National Sleep Foundation came up with, whether or not warming your feet. Is this like wearing socks? This helps you rest better. If you have, I used to have a friend with whom I slept, as a matter of fact. She wore socks all the time. And I wondered about that, but apparently it helped her get a better night's rest. Is that the rule?
Yeah, there really is something to this. And I know I like to sleep, but warming the feet, it drops the core body temperature and just signals to the body, Doug, that it's time for sleep. Apparently, when you warm your feet, the blood vessels in the feet dilate. They open up and absorb much of the blood from the core of your body, and the core temperature lowers, and that's a big signal to the rest of the body that it's time to sleep. So warming the feet is going to improve the quality of your sleep.
That's a wowzer, isn't it? When you think right down to it. What are the other things, obviously, but I've always heard that hydration was good. If you have, hydration is a matter of life and death no matter what, but if you are hydrated well before you go to bed, does that make it better, the sleep cycle better, or you have to get up? Sometimes people say they don't like to drink before they go to bed because they get up and go to the bathroom more.
You have to thread that needle. If you don't drink enough, you're going to wake up with muscle cramps, and if you drink too much, you're going to wake up urinating the whole night. So you have to know yourself, know your own body, and thread that needle so you get enough but not too much.
All right, there's the advice from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Let's go back to depression for a moment, if we may. It's not depressing to talk about depression, but there is some new evidence that if you like heated yoga, that may help you out. I tried it a couple of times. You ever done heated yoga?
I have not. I've heated my feet with socks, and now we're going to talk about heating the rest of your body.
All right,
and
what that does
for you. In this study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, Doug, they heated the room to 105 degrees. Mm-hmm. So doing yoga, heated yoga classes, all that is simply stated is doing yoga in a heated room. It sounds more complicated, but it's not. Mm-mm. And this can help people with depression feel a lot better within a couple of months, even if they practice just once a week the yoga. This was a study of 65 people with moderate to severe depression, not the mild kind. So this really caught my attention, this study in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. Moderate to severe depression, and found that those randomly assigned to heated yoga, Doug, classes saw a greater symptom improvement over 8 weeks than those who were just assigned to a wait list. In other words, they didn't get the yoga classes. So if you're trying to avoid the medications and you're looking for natural ways, you know, I like a healthy diet. When the doctor says it's okay, exercise is so helpful for mild depression. But reported this week for even more than moderate depression is trying heated yoga. So you may want to talk to somebody who knows something about heated yoga. Give it a shot. What harm could it do?
I tried a couple of classes, and it depressed me just being there. Oh, my God, it was awful.
It was just too hot. Doing yoga?
It's too long.
Not heated?
I don't like yoga at all, but I thought I'd try. You know me, I try anything once or twice.
I don't think you'd have the patience for yoga.
No, too long. Class is too long.
Because it does require a lot of different placements, formations, and multiple. You have to go through them all. So it really does take some patience and concentration. It's not for everybody, but for this group in this study, very effective. And if you're looking to try to avoid medication, here's another thing to add to treat depression.
All right, here's something that is moderately depressing. The fact that open enrollment for the benefits and savings when it comes to Medicare, your choice is now between now and the 7th of December through December 7th, Medicare open enrollment, and there's a lot of new information, new benefits and savings for lots and lots of seniors in our country. So let's listen to this overview from Leslie Riley.
For too long, the high costs of life-saving medications have left many seniors resorting to cutting pills and skipping doses. The Inflation Reduction Act finally will give them more breathing room. Leslie Dock, founder of Protect Our Care, explains.
Seniors will enjoy new benefits and savings, like a $35 monthly cap on insulin, free essential vaccines, and no more outrageous price hikes. In 2025, seniors' total drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year. And in 2026, the new savings for Medicare drug negotiation will take effect.
According to Doc, these new benefits are at risk, and that would mean higher drug prices and higher Medicare premiums for seniors already struggling to keep up with the high cost of living.
We need to protect the Inflation Reduction Act, with a broader goal of expanding savings to all patients. no matter where they get their insurance.
Learn more at protectourcare.org.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The Mediterranean diet. Ken loves talking about diet, and diet is certainly important for your health and well-being. When you have people come into your clinic, as a noted cardiologist, you are focused on many things, but diet and exercise is one of the things you talk about incessantly. And I know you like the Mediterranean diet. Whenever we go out to eat, I always try to have the same thing that you do. Although I do like mashed potatoes from time to time. Ice cream and mashed
potatoes. Sweet potatoes are good.
Yeah. Not as good as mashed regular potatoes. But.
Well, treats are okay.
All right, so what's the latest on the Mediterranean diet and how it helps you?
Two big articles this week in major medical journals from the Mediterranean diet. Let's go over the first one. This is from Nature Mental Health this week. Doug, rich in colorful fruits and vegetables, healthy fats and lean proteins. You know, this is the hallmark of the Mediterranean diet. So, Doug, the Mediterranean diet, the news this week, is it may actually prevent PTSD symptoms. So PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, Doug, is a trauma-based mental health disorder. Some people develop it after experiencing a disturbing and horrifying situation involving severe injury, violence, threatened death, or actual death. People living with PTSD, they have an increased risk of developing chronic diseases such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, and premature death. I, as a cardiologist, sadly see a number of people with PTSD. So eating red and processed meats is associated with having PTSD symptoms. Eating plant-based foods is not associated with having PTSD symptoms. So an interesting link between the gut and the brain.
Isn't that always the case, whether we've done a good job of connecting the dots or not? It's the spirit-mind-body connection, and your head is going to affect. When you worry about stuff, you get nervous, and it makes your stomach, your colon jiggle around, and so who knows what happens, and maybe that's part of this. All right, more on the Mediterranean diet as we continue here with this week's Good Day Health.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Three past the hour now on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week at this time, we're together to discuss the pros and cons of various things that you may be doing in your life. You can also listen to the program at gooddayhealthshow.com every week, and you can get a sort of an abbreviated version. It's the Good Day Health download. We always are covering a number of topics, whatever we are talking about every week. You'll find the most recent conversation includes a discussion of a new approval on a liver cancer drug from the FDA. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's a lot of information. We try to touch on that probably each program during the month of October. So a listening note, gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, now back to the Mediterranean diet. Ken was talking about how it can prevent PTSD, and now there's something else when it comes to what you eat, especially if you're on that diet.
Doug, as all of us get older, we all start feeling the beginning, and some more than others, the beginning of that spare tire in our lower abdomen and the loss of muscle in our lower abdomen. And wouldn't you like a simple cure for all that? Well, there's some hope published this week in JAMA Network Open. Doug, when combined with regular exercise and fewer calories, again, the Mediterranean diet can slash dangerous belly fat in older folks while helping to preserve their muscle mass. So this is really a magic bullet, hopefully, for those of us who all age and all develop some of this fat in the lower abdomen, lose the muscle. So combine diet, the Mediterranean diet, exercise, and just watch the calories.
Are you sure you're not speaking just for you? Speak for yourself when it comes to where the
I've
fat
examined
goes.
You. I've I know for you. Everybody.
There you
I
go.
I don't want to give up your HIPAA, but that's all I'll say.
You can do that anytime. I'm happy to be a guinea pig for what people need to know. Yeah, there's a little bit of extra down there, and it's
all
an ice cream based. Yeah, exactly. You want to find out but how your body's working? Well, go ahead.
Unless we do as this article suggests, it's going to happen, and it's just a challenge for just about all of us. Unless you're already naturally with your lifestyle doing these things, and I see in the gym the people who are doing it and don't see the problem, but it's going to affect you if you are not living the right lifestyle.
Yeah.
It has to.
And the Mediterranean diet is tasty. It isn't like one of these, you know, sometimes some of these diets that you encounter are, but the Mediterranean diet is yummy. Vegetables, yeah, exactly. So, by the way, if you want Dr. Ken to examine your body, as he suggested, he examines mine every year, you can call him for that appointment, 352-735-1400. All right, now.
And I don't give up anyone's HIPAA except Doug's.
Except mine, exactly. All right, so there's a problem with burnout. I've noticed this. There's an article in one of the Boston papers over the past weekend about burnout with doctors and people in healthcare. What's going to happen if this continues? Are we going to not have enough? We don't have enough people to do the work that needs to be done?
You know, that's right. Who's going to be taking care of you and me, Doug? It is a real concern. This comes out of the CDC's Vital Signs report this week. Nearly half of healthcare workers reported burnout in 2022, when reports of harassment even more than doubled. So from before COVID-19 pandemic, we see burnout and harassment of healthcare workers dramatically increasing. And if you want to talk about some solutions, we can do it around the corner.
All right. More coming up, as Ken suggested, around the corner here on Good Day Health. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. There's it's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Laura Winters. This Saturday, a sigh of relief in the state of Maine. After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar. 13 others wounded. More now from USA's Tim Berg.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found.
The Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. It's believed many being held in a spiderweb of tunnels below ground. This is USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The next half hour brought to you by the competency of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's a cardiologist from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Here with us every week to go through some of the very important work that's done by researchers, the publications that go to print with the results of their work, and then Ken tells you what it means to you. So as we were having a conversation about burnout, doctors, nurses, healthcare workers in general, maybe it started with COVID, right? That took a huge toll, didn't it?
It did, absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. The next item of interest here, Astor, there's a lot of depression in the news. And I suppose maybe what it does, if you're living alone, a lot of people who live by themselves are depressed. I don't live alone. I got my dog, Daisy May.
So, cows and dogs don't count.
Cows and dogs do count for me. But
not
what happens?
Study.
Yeah,
not
all right. So,
study.
What happens if you're living alone?
Well, we'll have to do a study where we use companionship with dogs and cows, because I'm sure dogs do help. But in this study published this week in Cancer, we learned, Doug, that people who live alone have a greater risk of sadly dying from cancer. American adults who live alone, you ready for this, have a 32% higher risk of cancer deaths than those who live with others. And others in this study did not include animals. For men, it's even higher at 38% greater risk, while women living alone have a 30% higher risk. And I would imagine that the companionship of an animal could help somewhat, but I would imagine not as much as the companionship of a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? Under the circumstances, it makes a lot of sense. So, words to live by and food for thought, if you will. Menopause is something to be focused on. As a matter of fact, this week, World Menopause Day took place. The World Health Organization, International Menopause Society, spreading the awareness about the condition that affects women. I lived with a woman
as she was going through menopause. It was a miserable experience for her and for me. And so maybe we talk a little bit about the symptoms that women should know. Some of them are obvious, aren't they? And then maybe we ought to talk about treatment as well, Ken, huh?
Yes, some of them are obvious, but amazingly, a lot of women have symptoms and have not connected the dots because they're not so common, but they're actually going through menopause. And so as you were mentioning, Doug, every single day in America, an estimated 6,000 women reach menopause. And this is when the periods stop, when the fertility is gone. And more than 2 million enter that stage each year. So this is a big deal for a lot of people, for a lot of women. Yet for many women, as I was alluding to before, the symptoms of menopause, they go unrecognized. There are a total of, are you ready? How many different symptoms do you think there are for menopause?
Well, I can think of a couple. As you said, you stop having your period, but hot flashes over the thing. The lady that I was with had a fan, a little electric fan, and we'd go to a concert, and she'd sit there with this thing blowing away, and I could see her face was bright red. And it affected her attitude, frankly. I don't know whether that sounds so sexist, but it wasn't meant to be sexist. Just
so there are actually 62 different symptoms.
62?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And I want to give you six of the lesser known symptoms of menopause. So all of our women listeners, if they have these symptoms, they're not necessarily only due to menopause, but if you're at the age where it's really a possibility, you're in your late 50s, early 60s, sometimes even earlier, but, especially in the late 50s, this is a time when you have to start connecting the dots if these are present. So let me mention, you want to give me a count to six?
Number six.
Fatigue.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. Tough on your body. Number five.
Breast tenderness.
Okay, I plead the fifth. Number four.
Thinning hair.
Ooh.
We're losing estrogen. We're losing hormones.
Yeah.
So this is what we're seeing.
Number three.
Dizziness or vertigo.
Really? Why would that be? When was it blood flow or what?
Changes in fluid volumes, blood flow, hormones, all of the above.
Number two.
Anxiety. And you experienced this with your...
I did.
Special person.
Yes, right. Lots of anxiety. And number one?
Brittle nails.
Really?
All due to hormonal changes. The estrogen levels are declining. The nails are getting brittle.
Yeah. So now, the treatments for menopause. What sort of relief can women, now that we've gone through the things they have to look out for, it is a normal part of aging. Yep, got that. I guess it's not really curable. You deal with it, but it is what it is because every woman's going to go through it, right?
Yes. I don't think we have figured out how to avoid it. And there is some treatment. And it really depends on how severe your signs and symptoms are. And some go through it and they don't need anything. Some have a horrible time, and hormonal therapy needs to be considered. And there was a time when it was given in high doses for a long time, thinking that it might actually prevent heart disease and strokes, because as women go through menopause and a few years later, they start catching up to men and exceed men with regards to heart attack and strokes. So the thought was that maybe it's the hormones that they're losing, and that's why the women catch up. But actually, much to everybody's surprise, the high doses, prolonged hormones made things worse, caused more heart attacks, more strokes. So where we are today, if you need to get hormone replacement in the menopause and later, You should, but get the lowest dose for the shortest period of time. And you really need to talk to an expert in this area, usually the gynecologist who specialize in hormone therapy. Mm-hmm. Again, the goal is the lowest doses that are effective for the shortest period of time that you need.
October is World Menopause Month.
There are some other treatments.
Well, there are?
Something very important, which, you know, the dryness in the vagina, vaginal mm-hmm. estrogens are very helpful. Low-dose antidepressants are often helpful, especially in the patients that we must avoid hormonal replacements. The SSRIs are especially helpful to some. Gabapentin is helpful, clonidine, and some of the drugs that are used to prevent or treat osteoporosis also work for some women. Also, make sure your vitamin D level is adequate. These are some of the options. Talk to a gynecologist who specializes in this area of life, and they can help you.
That's important. All right, in a moment we're going to talk about
Get enough sleep. Very important. Lifestyle issues are very important. You know, cool down the hot flashes, get enough sleep, decrease vaginal discomfort, practice some relaxation techniques. So lifestyle is important. Strengthening your pelvic floor, eating a balanced diet, don't smoke, exercise regularly. All these are part. And there are some alternative medicines that are sometimes used, the phytoestrogen. You know, how can we go through this area? Because a lot of women do go down this lane. The phytoestrogens, the bioidentical hormones, black cohosh, yoga, acupuncture, hypnosis, all of these have worked and limited to some extent in women. These are all options. Talk to your gynecologist. You need to have this individualized for yourself.
Let's find out in a moment or two whether listening to your favorite music can help in this area, and if not, maybe some other areas. Right now, though, a focus again on choosing a Medicare plan. This is the time of year when you are able to change, and choosing the right plan is very important, very daunting task, though. But it doesn't really have to be. If you listen to Mitchell Parker, he'll tell you how to make it easier.
Did you know that in the next Medicare open enrollment, there will be over 4,000 Medicare Advantage plans to choose from? It can be overwhelming and confusing. Whitney Stidham, Vice President of Sales Operations at eHealth, has more.
The Medicare annual enrollment period is an 8-week period running from October 15th through December 7th. Beneficiaries can change their Medicare Advantage health coverage, sign up for the first time, or enroll in a Medicare Part D prescription drug plan.
Plans can change benefits and costs each year, so it's important to compare different options against your needs.
eHealth allows you to compare plans from the nation's top insurance companies that cover your doctors, your prescriptions, and the benefits you want side by side. Our licensed agents are unbiased because they are paid the same no matter what Medicare Advantage plan you select. You can compare online or on the phone with no fees or obligations to enroll.
To compare Medicare options and for all your enrollment needs, visit eHealthInsurance.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin.
This product is all about healthy weight loss, so there's no drugs, there's no stimulants,
There's nothing that's going to make you feel sick or jittery. You actually take it at bedtime, and it works to rev up your metabolism naturally, rebuilding lean muscle tissue.
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Got free shipping, among other things. The Halloween discounts apply on everything, so check it out at toploss.com. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The music that you listen to and how it affects you. It's your favorite music, so my favorite music may not be yours and vice versa. But apparently, if it puts you in a good place, what does it do?
Let me just finish with a little bit more about what I said about menopause. I just want to point out, I gave a list of some of the options, you know, outside of traditional medicine. Let me just say, I'm not a big fan of black cohosh. It can have some issues, and you have to be really careful with bioidentical hormones. You know, I don't want to get into that controversy, but tread carefully. Know what you're getting yourself into. And so let's go to Doug. Do you have one person that puts you into a good mood, music that you really like to listen to?
I don't know if it's one person. It's a type of music. I like doo-wop from the 50s. I like some of the ballads from the 60s. I think Elvis maybe. Would be, if you're listening to his gospel music, puts me in a great place.
From Frontiers in Pain Research, this is how we're going to help you be pain-free without medications. Those who listen to their favorite songs and performances are far more effective in reducing pain they might be feeling. So this is from a study in a good medical journal, Frontiers in Pain Research. So that's why, you know, I put Frank Sinatra on anytime I have any pain, and it puts a smile on my face. Diana Krall, those are some of my favorites. You know, a little bit of jazz and puts a big smile on my face. Syncopated jazz.
All right. So that, whatever it is, though, you know what your favorite music is, so just apply that to what Ken is suggesting.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah, whatever works. And you can imagine, because again, it's the spirit mind body connection, what your brain is telling you. If you're happy, your endorphin, everything's working better, and so that's a cool bit of advice. Thank you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, questions for Dr. Ken coming up, 855-999-3684. If you have them, we play them.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health, a focus on your health and well-being. If you want to really go to the nth degree and have Ken check you out at Lake Cardiology, which is his clinic down in Florida, just call him for an appointment. You can do it online or you can do it in person. 352-735-1400. I will tell you it is worth every minute. Wherever you're traveling, I go down there every year and spend the day with Ken and not only enjoy his company, but his informative way of looking at what's going on. So help yourself. Again, the number is 352-735-1400. What do we need to know? Maybe this is better. You said, you know, we're trying to stay away from COVID stuff. You said proudly earlier on, well, no COVID today. I saw something that suggested that COVID shots might raise stroke risk if you are older. Is there to add to that, or is it even true? Does the shot give you a chance, slight chance to get a stroke? I mean, that's what people say happened to Jamie Foxx.
You know, I think that this is data that's still being collected, and all this will do is scare people away from the shots, and it's really the elderly, the 75 and older, who need this. And this is just a decision, you know, you have to individualize with your doctor, because there may be a slight increase in the stroke, but there's definitely in some people a great increase in death if they don't get it. And this is the complexity of practicing medicine. It's not always an easy decision to balance risk. So, yes, COVID shots may slightly raise stroke risk in the oldest. We're talking about the oldest among us, Doug, and I don't put you in that category. But But again, this is where the most benefit is in the oldest among us. So you have to be very careful when talking about this that you don't unexpectedly, unintentionally scare people. But this is why it's very difficult and why there's no one answer that's right for everybody about all this. And this is a question. It needs to be individualized. It's all about individualized medicine.
Yeah, well, we all have different bodies. Everybody, you know, the DNA on everyone is different. So we may have some similarities. That's the thing I get sort of turned on. I turn on talking about how the one size fits all when it comes to drugs, I think is nonsense, because we're all different. We react differently to medication as we react differently. That's why they have all these ads on TV. I tell you for 15 or 20 seconds why Ozempic is the most fabulous thing in the world, and then they'll spend 40 seconds telling you to look out because you may have this, that, or the other thing that'll kill you if you take the drug. That's because our bodies are all different, right?
Absolutely. And the study that you're talking about where there was a slight increase in risk was when it was given with the high-dose flu vaccine. You know, most of us get the regular dose flu vaccine. I just had mine yesterday. But the elderly, it's suggested for some elderly to give a double dose, and that's what's most effective. But in the study that you're reporting about, these were people aged 85 and older who, when they got both the high-dose flu vaccine and COVID, there was a slight increase in risk of stroke. And, you know, this still needs to be untangled further.
As we finish the month of October, one of the things, there are a lot of things every month that are sort of celebrated or acknowledged in terms of health to call attention to one's health in a particular part of the body. October is National Healthy Lung Month, as the American Association for Respiratory Care focuses on this and has for the past 10 years or so. We acknowledge that there are 10 million people who get diagnosed every year with chronic bronchitis. What does that lead to? What do some of the more minor things lead to? Like COVID certainly affected our lungs, and there are colds and flu and stuff. So what happens?
What happens with chronic bronchitis?
Or anything else that bothers your lungs. Without your lungs, you're a goner.
Right.
And people smoke and do all kinds of stupid stuff to their lungs. You got to wonder.
It's sadly a common way to go out. All those things just damage the lungs, and that's why I'm not a big fan about smoking anything.
All right. Beware of the health of your lungs. I guess that's how we end this portion of the Good Day program. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.